Entire Australian athletics team is in lockdown, Jar. So wow. All 63 track and field athletes are in lockdown, with Australian pole vaulter Curtis Marshall a close contact to a US athlete who's tested positive. Oh,
well, no. Why are the US athletes aren't in lockdown then?
They are. Reporting on Australia.
And also, too, if you're listening at 4 o'clock on the podcast or 6 p.m., that is no longer breaking news.
One man that we love, former Crows champion, Sammy Jacobs, joins us. He's a very, very close friend of young Cole Chalmers, who did us proud this morning.
He was great.
G'day, Sauce. Welcome to the Rush Hour.
Hello, boys. How are we going?
We're good in here, Sauce. Where'd you watch it today?
I was at home, mate. I was just at home with the family, so had Izzy and the girls sitting down watching it, so... Get down and watch Uncle Cole swim his race.
Yeah, how good was he too? Relationship, where did that start? Where did you first meet?
Sounds like we're dating, but...
Yeah. you were for
We live just around the corner from each other, so we've lived here for quite a while now, but... we're both country boys. Obviously, he's from Port Lincoln. I'm from Ardrossan, so we share a lot of stuff in common, so we just sort of clicked from there, and both of us, obviously me playing footy and him swimming, both live pretty quiet lifestyles. A bit different to yourself, Bern, when you were playing. But
that's it.
No need for that.
We live a bit quiet lifestyles, so we just sort of clicked and went from there.
Do you think he had it, Sauce?
Oh. I did.
Oh, shit.
I know. When it came to that touch, I thought, when you watch a swim, you wait for that banner to come up of who's won. And I was shattered. I thought he had it, but, not to be.
He did hit the front, didn't he? With about 4 metres to go or something. I was thinking he's home, and then the touch
was just half a stroke.
Perfect, was it?
Was it? The only thing, Ben, did you get to watch it? Because I saw you swanning around the golf course this morning.
I shut the little golf club down while the swim was on. That's the sort of pull I got down there.
Yeah.
That place. But what's he like? What's he like? Out, I was going to say off field, but out of the pool. His words after he swam, it was just all class, wasn't it? We loved it, and he spoke about how lucky he was to even be swimming in the Olympics, because if it was last year, he wouldn't have been in at all.
No, you're right. And even at the start of this year, he only had surgery, I think it was 7 months ago. So very humble, very grounded. So, he's pretty quiet, keeps to himself a fair bit, doesn't get caught up in the limelight. He enjoys his reptiles and basketball and other things like that away from swimming. So, just a really, really humble champion who obviously they live a different lifestyle swimming. He obviously trains first thing in the morning, goes back in the afternoon as well. So, they live a definitely a tough lifestyle, and they pretty much swim 50 weeks of the year, so it's tough on them.
Are you game to go in his house, Sauce? Because you mentioned the reptile. Sounds like he's got
reptiles.
Heaps of them.
He's got a zoo. I thought he's describing his mate's reptiles.
So for a few years there, I organised for him to rent the house that was next door to me.
Oh, no.
And we're at home, and he goes, not to alarm you, but I can't find one of my snakes.
Oh.
And I thought you were... got to be kidding. I was too scared to go outside until he found it, but luckily he did a few hours later.
Sauce, do you reckon he'll partake in the next Olympics, which will be in Paris, because there is talk that he could potentially play some AFL football if he put his mind to it?
No, he'll definitely be in the pool. We always have a bit of a chuckle around this, that every time he goes to a big meet, where it's Com Games, Olympic Games, it's always a story that he's going to play footy, but he absolutely loves his footy, and I've got no doubt that if he wanted to give it a go, the way he dedicates to his swimming, he'd do the same with footy. But as it stands, mate, when you're world champion, or you're the previous world champion, you're around the mark, I don't think you'd be pretty game to swap sports at that stage.
Hey, a bit of intel from you, I'm hoping, because you work at the Adelaide Footy Club. The showdown next weekend, is it going to be here? Are we going to have crowds? What's your thoughts?
Crows home game?
Well... we're obviously Crows home game, which is very, very important to the club. So we want to maximise the crowds and first of all, make sure the game's here. So we are very hopeful that hopefully the game is going to be here. But respectfully, we're working really closely with SA Health to make sure that, first of all, it fits in with their system. But absolutely at the moment, hopeful that it can be here because we want nothing more than to have a home showdown against Sport.
Jeez, listen to him, Jars. He's going to SA Health and doing the protocols.
Got the direct line to Nicola.
Our boy's changed.
He must have had that written down, didn't he?
He's got ScoMo's ear.
I've never heard him say some of those
words
before.
That's our boy. He's grown up.
Anyway, he is, isn't he? He's just got moved straight into the business world. Just look at him go. But your beloved Ardrossan, What's the go there? Are we talking finals or they just slipped
I'm not
away
real,
a little bit?
I'm not real happy, Bernie, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, this is good.
Oh, okay, because you're coaching.
So yeah, I'm coaching. So we're at this stage, we're up against it to make the finals. We put our hand up.
Yes.
But so pretty much last week, they've come to us, they gave us a couple of options, and they've decided they're just going to cancel the game. So we're just not going to play for a couple of weeks. So those games that we were a red-hot chance to win to get us back up there to compete with CMS Crows, they've just cancelled the game. So there goes our chance and another chance, other team's chance as well.
Were you playing some teams down the bottom, were you?
Oh, dear.
Yeah, we were actually. That's playing Wanderers and Cougars all around us. So.
Well, you'd just be making up the numbers anyway, probably. So.
CMS Crows and Moonta Grand Final, I'm hearing.
Yeah, we'll be there. They're clearly the two standouts. So every second week I hear that Bernie's coming back to play again. But unlike cricket, he's forgotten where his footy roots are.
Technically, I've played two games now because the last 2 weeks have been off, so they count. Because I was going to name
them.
So I'm up to two. You only need three, so I might play one in the last four games and I might win a flag. Who knows?
All you do is win flags back home. So yeah.
When was the last time you put the boots on for our Dross and Sore Sauce?
I think it was 4 or 5 weeks ago. So
what do you mean you think?
It's too long.
No wonder they're not playing finals. You're not playing.
Well, they're not playing. You've got to actually play, Sauce.
Where have you been?
Oh, mate, before we let you go, and it's fantastic, we're really proud of young Kyle. He's been wonderful. He's a wonderful athlete and done our state very proud. So well done there, and the Adelaide Crows fans, just stay tuned.
What was that?
No, but the Adelaide...
I thought you were wrapping him up.
No, but just quickly, Adelaide Crows fans, there'll be news coming out regarding the showdown.
Yeah, hopefully soon, mate, but it's above my pay grade.
Sauce, just hang up on him, mate. Just hang up, seriously. This conversation's
I'll
done.
I'll buzz you tonight.
How did you wrap him up just before I let you go, and then you went back into Kyle Chalmers and asked at the showdown?
See you, Sauce.
Let him go. Someone else.
Thanks very much, boys.
How many text messages this week from Jars as well? Because honestly, it's getting a problem, becoming a problem.
And then ask him a question.
Bluey, get some control there with those boys.
Mate. Just hang up, as Bernie said. See you, mate.
See you, Sauce.
See you, boys.
And that was Sam Jacobs there, former Adelaide Crows superstar.
Reverse the truck, Sauce. Beep, 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 beep.
No, I was talking to Grantley Filkey today just to see how he's going.
I'll break your fingers in a minute.